Christ Marketing Radio Network. Broadcasting live throughout the world from the fabulous MGM Grand Las Vegas Hotel and Casino. This year marks the 14th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're proud to be part of eBay Open 2017. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
Well, hello, this is just Lee, because Griff has been detained, it would seem. Thanks for joining us for today's edition of eBay Radio, live from the eBay Open at the MGM Grand Las Vegas. This segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. You can visit them in the Expo Hall. And if you're listening live, today is July 26th, 2017. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 690. And today we'll meet a couple of eBay celebrities. Where is Griff? Visit with an eBay VIP. Talk with sellers from around the globe. Get social with an eBay team leader and more, including one-minute selling tips from our live audience here at eBay Open 2017. You can share a tip and win a $25 gift certificate for shipping supplies at Bubble Fast. And I guess I have to tell you that this is every radio announcer who's having a remote broadcast nightmare, because they scheduled us during lunch. So everybody's at lunch. No, we got a few folks dribbling in. That's okay. Griff, where are you, Griff? Well, today is it's a very exciting day for everybody here. Those of you who are in the audience, have you enjoyed yourself so far? All right, here comes Griff. Oh, my God, he's got to do this every year, this shtick. He's late for the show, and then he comes in with his Griff vest. So where are they? God bless them. Okay, I'm going to describe this for you radio people. So Griff's walking in with his Griffettes following him. They all have hats on, blinking lights, and a bubble machine. Oh, my God, and an acrobat.
And Robin's doing cartwheels.
Woohoo! Robin is doing cartwheels. Thank you, Robin. Thank you. Well, Griff, I was just... you look marvelous. You have two hats on. Oh, because one isn't blinking.
No, it's because I'm a very busy man.
Oh, so you wear two hats. Okay. So, Griff, I was just telling them that it's every radio announcer's nightmare to do a remote when they've scheduled you during the lunch hour.
Well, of course. We know this from history.
People are dribbling in.
It's not the number of people. It's the level of their passion. Watch. There's only... Listen. Show us your passion.
I'll tell you something. It's also the level of intelligence. Show us your intelligence.
Did you hear Deborah? She sounded like a whole crowd.
Hi, sweetheart. You're going to go over there, I think. Alisa, that's Ron. You're going to go over there. I hope you can do it. So, Griff, I'm glad you could make it, darling.
I'm glad to be here.
I was out here all alone.
And you were doing just fine.
And I know how you love to make an entrance, and you do it so well.
Well, thank you.
Today is the first full day of eBay Open.
The first full day.
Morning was filled with eBay executives speaking at the general sessions.
That's right.
Plus a networking break and the customer care corner and expo hall, and eBay store opened at noon just in time for the lunch break, and now here we are.
Well, and I was, were you in the general session? Are you busy?
I was busy.
Yeah, so I went to the general session. I was there for Devin Wenig, he's our CEO, his speech, and he had a big hand for Devin. He had a quote that I thought it sounded spontaneous, but so summed up eBay. He said, and I quote, "We are not the company of drones and robots. We are the company of people."
Yes.
And that is just the perfect quote for our wonderful group of sellers. We know how much you mean to the business, and we know how much we mean to you. And it is definitely a partnership, and it is a lot of fun to be able to have this conference. If you're listening to us on the air and you're not able to attend the conference, we hope that you'll consider next year. It did sell out, as I said it would.
It did.
I got lots of emails from people in the last few days saying, "Get me a ticket, get me a ticket." I couldn't get a ticket. I couldn't even get myself a ticket.
No.
I'm here on the fly, on the lamb. No. I couldn't get Howie a ticket.
Really?
Yeah, I forgot to register him. There's no registrations left.
For Howie?
Yeah.
He can't
come in.
You're kidding.
They won't let him in. He doesn't have a registration.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. Got to follow.
See, even Griff, you know.
Even I procrastinated, and now exactly. Howie's paying for it.
So now we got all that stuff out of the way. How was the food this morning? Because I didn't make it to the breakfast.
Oh, it was quite good. The breakfast was great, Bob. We had there were two breakfasts. We'll talk a little more about them later.
Okay.
Do you want to do the outro?
This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Coming up next, as we broadcast live from eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand Las Vegas.
Now, to list my latest haul of thrifted treasures. If only there was a way to identify them quickly and find out what they've sold for. I'm going to have to rub the tarnish off this silver urn to see the hallmark. Whoa, who are you?
I'm a genie, of course, and your wish is my command. In a word, worth point.
What?
You asked for a way to identify and value these items, right? Well, that would be worth point. They've got a whole encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, plus an ever-growing library of reference books. And Worth Point's database of realized prices goes back 15 years. It's not just eBay sellers who swear by Worth Point either. The IRS uses it to figure out the average homeowner's worth.
Wow.
Worth Point is full of keyword-rich content to help you build one-of-a-kind listings with just a few clicks. It's almost like magic.
Where do I sign up?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com and put the magic of Worth Point to work for you.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Coming to you live from the MGM Grand Las Vegas Hotel and Casino, it's eBay Radio, bringing you the excitement of eBay Open 2017. Now, back to Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. And you can visit ShipStation in the Expo Hall here at eBay Open 2017, the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. But you already knew that. Now,
silly boy, read the intro.
At eBay Radio, our focus is helping you achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. Because if you're top-rated, we hope you're pleasing your buyers. And with us now is someone who's reached that goal within an impressively short period of time. Someone very familiar to eBay Radio listeners over the past few months because he started listening and calling in to eBay Radio as a brand new seller just about a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was about a year ago. So let me introduce Ron Lowe. He's known as Oilerman 21. Well, you look so happy right now, Ron. And his lovely wife, Agnes.
Hi.
Long-suffering wife, Agnes.
A long-suffering wife. You got it.
She does a lot to take care of Ron. And it's a pleasure to have both of you with you on us in person here at eBay Open. Ron, what got you started selling on eBay?
What really got me started was I had retired, and I got bored and a little depressed. And Agnes kind of got a little sick of it, tell you the truth.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
And she wanted me to get out of it, so she offered a suggestion that I start selling on eBay, getting rid of the decluttering the house.
Oh.
Okay.
And, so there was an ulterior motive, Agnes.
Yes.
Well, there's some more to go.
Right.
And so that's how I started, and just fumble finger around, terrible job, rotten job. I mean, descriptions that were 3 yards long, titles that had nothing to do with really pointing out what the product was.
Yeah.
And then I ran up on a thing called eBay Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus.
With Griff and Lee.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
And the two of them started me on the road to success.
Well, you know, Ron called in to have a listing dish, which is something that we do on the radio show. You call in, give the phone screener your item number, and we go through your listing little by little until we, you know, we find little ways you can tweak it and make it better. And boy, when he looked, I gotta tell you, the first time I did a listing dish for you and I saw your listing underneath my soul, I thought, oh my God.
This is more work.
This is never gonna work. You know? But you know what? Why Ron became a top-rated seller so quickly? He asked the right questions.
Yeah.
Griffin, I don't care. You can call up. If you think the question's stupid, it's not. It's something you do not know that is holding you back from being all you can be as a seller. Ron asked the right questions, and he's allowed to call willy-nilly anytime he wants.
But wait, it's more than just asking the right questions. Ron's the type of person who is receptive to the answers. So he was willing to give anything that was suggested by either Lee or I. And we weren't the only people, by the way. It's not just Lee and I. So hanging out on the eBay Radio chat board, all of the eBay Radio regular listeners are always eager to help and lend a hand.
And then he went into other groups where there is a sort of a guru-type person helping them. I mean, he did the right thing.
Yeah. Now you're doing very well, right?
So what's been your most memorable sale so far?
My most memorable sale would be a model train that I dearly loved.
Oh.
It was a Southern Railroad locomotive in a Southern Railroad green. It was a steamer locomotive, what we call a 482 locomotive. I loved that radio, that locomotive, and I did something that never worked for me before. I put it on auction.
Oh, sure, yeah. It was a rare item, right?
And I put it at $119 to start, and it went off at $149.
Oh, you must have been
congrats.
Very happy. Yeah. That's great.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I remember that. Yeah.
And you were happy, right, Agnes?
Oh, absolutely.
One less, even though it's just a locomotive, that's one less bit of clutter.
We love you. We could have kept you on forever. Thank you, both of you.
Let's have a big hand for Ron and for Agnes.
And for Agnes.
We'll be back right after this with our next segment of the eBay show here on eBay.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeaks SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com. At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse,
ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Broadcasting live throughout the world from the MGM Grand Las Vegas Hotel and Casino. Remember what happens at eBay Open 2017. Shows up on Facebook 5 minutes later. Now, back to Griff and Lee.
Segment is brought to you by TerraPeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Now we're turning over the floor to our live audience here at eBay Open 2017 in Las Vegas. Come up to the standing microphone where the lovely Alyssa, our assistant,
Elisa
is going to hold the microphone and take your tips. So now, give us your best 1 minute eBay tip and we'll give you a $25 gift certificate for shipping supplies from Bubble Fast.
So anybody in the audience who wants to get up and get in line, please do. All you have to do is give one tip for selling on eBay and give your name.
Hi, my name is Melanie, and my tip is to get creative with your sourcing. I used to rely on thrift stores, yard sales, and such to find fashion and apparel stuff, but I recently partnered with a local auction house who goes in and takes all the like big furniture and fine china and such, and then they leave all the other stuff behind for me to go through and take my pick of everything.
That's fantastic.
And, wow.
I don't have to compete. I set my own price. So basically business to business. Go look for businesses to work with to get your...
Wonderful
tip.
Thank you so much.
That's a good one.
Okay, next person on the microphone, please, your name.
Hi there, my name is Deborah LaBoo.
Hi, Deborah LaBoo. We always love to see Deborah.
So my tip is, even if you're not here in lovely Las Vegas, when you're online looking at all of the vendors who are here, take a look and see what they actually represent. Just because you're not here, you may still be able to get some of the quote-unquote show specials. And also just different ways to automate your business. Some people may, you know, do drop shipping, or some people may help you find some different inventory, or just get your listings together, or create a better looking store. Just something. Just go and take a look. Just because you're not here doesn't mean you can't participate. It's not just online look and see. It's look, learn, and do.
That's a great tip.
Oh, man. That one's going to get on the radio.
Can I do a mic drop?
You already did.
That was a mic drop. Yes,
hi.
You did. Hi, Danny. Give your name, please.
Danny Ackerman, Niche to Success. A little inside info for those who are not here. If you have gotten lackadaisical about the quality of your photos, I'm telling you, step it up, because image recognition search is here.
That's right.
Thank you, Danny.
That's a very good point. And if you want to know how, and you are here, make sure you attend the Take Better Photos workshop, hosted by me.
Shameless plug.
Yes. A shameless plug.
My tip is...
Your name, please.
Oh, my name is Cindy Halstead. Some silver, some gold. My tip is that when offering free shipping, if you offer domestic calculated, you will not pay final value fees if it ships internationally.
Yeah.
If you offer free domestic shipping, but your item sells internationally, you do not pay final value fees on the international shipping charges. And that is something
that's a very good tip.
Has really saved me a lot of money recently.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I wasn't quite aware of that either, I must say, which is another way of saying I didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great way to
save
money.
You have to go over there and get your certificate for your Bubble Fast shipping supplies.
And then pick up your birth certificate in the back there.
And your fake ID.
Ooh. Mark Montgomery.
Hey, Mark.
Hello,
hey,
Mark.
Hey, guys. On what Danny said, taking better photos, I'm a fashion seller. And when I first started, I was kind of the guy who would lay it on the floor or on the wall. Invest in a mannequin, use good lighting, take the best picture you can, because there's so much competition.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Excellent tip. Thank you, Mark.
As we heard this morning, one of the advances that eBay is implementing is a type of image recognition software for searches, so that you'll be able to point your device or click on a photo anywhere online, and if it's an object, it'll serve up an eBay search with matching objects.
So
you want to make sure your picture is on a clear background and is taken with, it's well lit and it's focused.
Go see Griff's thing. When is it?
Go see my thing.
Go see
Griff's thing. It's
yeah. This is what we're reduced to. I'm putting on shows with my thing. Wonderful, wonderful.
Oh.
Thank heavens this is radio.
Okay, we have somebody.
Hi, I'm Helen DeZio. I have the Ready, Get, Set shop on eBay. It's just a general comment. I was sitting watching the program this morning, the president of the company. We're part of worldwide e-commerce. At my age, it's amazing that I can be a part of this fabulous cutting-edge industry and make a great living, and I didn't even have to interview for this job. And I love eBay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's a great point.
That's true. Oh,
imagine if
perfect.
We had to interview all the eBay sellers.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you for those great tips. We'll be back in a moment. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, as we broadcast live from the eBay Open event here at MGM Grand in Las Vegas, an eBay guest of honor. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
In the world of e-commerce, returns are a fact of life. Now, ShipStation helps you to turn returns into happy return customers. That's because ShipStation lets you automate returns through a branded returns portal. All your buyer has to do is enter their order number and a reason for the return, then print out their return label. Easy peasy. Since you can brand your return portal with your logo and social links, that customer is going to remember who they shopped with. And a customer who has a happy returns experience is much more likely to come back and buy from you again. That makes you happy. There are lots of other reasons you'll be happy with ShipStation too, like the ability to automate and customize practically every step of fulfilling your eBay orders. So come on, get happy. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, live from eBay Open 2017 at the beautiful MGM Grand Las Vegas Hotel and Casino. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. eBay was built on community, and I can say that with absolute assurance because I was there in the beginning, and it was all about the small little community board that Pierre built. It's been its enduring strength, in fact. With us now is a man who's been one of eBay's other enduring strengths during his lengthy tenure at the company in various roles. Brian Burke is currently the Director of Community Development. Brian, how long have you been with eBay?
Just a few years, Griff. Yeah. It's 18.
18
years. Great to be on the show.
So if you had a kid when you started, he'd be off to college soon.
I do have one who will be going off to college in September.
Wow.
And I also have one who's 16 behind him, so.
And who's paying for that scholar, those tuitions?
The wonderful, wonderful sellers that we have in our marketplace.
Thank you very much.
And now you're heading up community development.
Correct. And that actually goes back to, my first job at eBay was, community development, manager in 1999, which was our voice of the customer program. That we did not have discussion boards like we do today.
No.
We just had chat boards.
That's right.
And then they put you in other jobs like they do at eBay, right?
Yeah. I've done a few things. Some things sellers like me for, some things they don't.
Uh-oh.
Well.
Okay. Well,
I think in retrospect we like everything. And I have to tell you that, Brian is one of the few employees who's, have you still kept your badge?
I have kept my badge.
He has his original 1999 photo from his badge, and if he has it with him at any time, ask to see it. It's laughable because he was like, 5 when he started working at eBay.
Yeah, I think my son probably resembles the badge or the picture in the badge more than I do.
I bet he does.
So you told us a few ways it's changed, but what are some, how has it evolved over time since you
Yeah, so I think community is at really at the heart of what eBay does, and it's not just about being on the community in the sense of community, the board, like discussion boards or the chat rooms or the Q&A or the knowledge base, the weekly radio shows that Griff and you host, or the weekly chats that we've got staff members out on every Thursday. There's a chat that you can come out and ask, but it's not just about that. Community's broader than that. It's about the interactions that everybody has kind of off the community as well. It's that
really the
bigger,
human
bigger,
thing.
It is that
touching
human thing.
Touching each other in some way.
It's the entire ecosystem of the buyer, the seller, and of course eBay employees. I mean, the eBay employees are a key component of that broad community.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job.
Well, can't
really.
Do it without
Let's
the buyers and sellers.
So, we like to say, and it's true, that eBay was one of the original online communities.
Yes.
It actually started off that way. And the world has changed a lot in the last almost 22 years now. We're looking at, this is eBay's 22nd year.
In September.
That's right. So those changes are not ended. They continue. It's really hard to keep up. But you have to shape that vision for the future. What is your vision for the future in eBay community?
So if I think about some things we've done over the last year, if you haven't been out to the community lately, the community platform, I encourage you to go. You can find the link at the bottom of every page. You can click off the community or community.ebay.com. We'll get you there as well. We've combined a few things. We brought in seller news, and that includes the seller announcement boards, what we used to call the announcement board, well, the seller news article. The eBay for Business blog, which our social team and Audrey Tracy lead up. We also have a system announcements board, so if there's some technical issues with the site, we will actually kind of flip a flag, and you can see that there might be an issue with, say, listing, or it's a place to go to get that information. But then we've also enhanced our discussion board area, the knowledge base, where you can go get quick answers from experts like yourselves in the audience or listening on the air, or just in open up your own private groups. But I think where it's migrated from, in those old days of just chat, and where we want to go is we want to bring a lot more visual stuff into the community. Videos becoming more and more prevalent. We want to make sure that younger audiences and younger sellers feel like it's a place that they can go get information or share information. There are a lot of young people out there who, are doing and experimenting on our platform and doing some things a little bit differently and finding success, and we want to make sure those types of individuals also come out and participate.
You know, I've noticed about those young people, if you mention to them, it's entrepreneurial.
It is.
You own your own business. All of a sudden, they understand then what it's all about. It's not just about selling your kids' clothes out of your garage. It's
absolutely.
It's
exactly.
Bigger than that.
It is.
Brian, thank you,
so
Brian.
Come join us at Community.
Go to the Community. It's in the Agora or on the Expo Hall.
Woohoo! Yeah. Thank you.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Up next, an eBay seller from down under, right here on eBay Radio.
The story of eBay seller Mark and his journey to 6-bit software is a classic.
I've been selling on eBay for close to 15 years. The position I'm currently in at work, I've been here 3 years, and I took over our eBay store.
And then Mark needed to up his eBay listing game.
Yeah, we managed well over 1,000 listings. I was looking for something that was more robust and would give me the ability to do that in a large quantity and much quicker.
The road to 6-bit was paved with wonderfulness.
Using 6-bit has really changed how we do eBay. We were able to increase our listings and modify them with ease.
He likes the time-saving features 6-bit provides.
I want to say everything that we're selling in this store category, apply these payment settings or apply these shipping settings. It happens within seconds.
His advice to other eBay sellers?
I really make 6-bit the only choice for any type of eBay sales or editing of your product.
6-bit software, a game-changing listing tool for Mark and for you. Take the journey to your next listing level at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
When it comes to selecting a shipping solution, at Indicia, we know you have a ton of choices, so we'd like to cut to the chase. Here are the top 5 reasons why Indicia is your best choice. 1. We are the number one USPS shipping software with over $14 billion of postage printed. 2. We save you money. With Indicia, you automatically qualify for the lowest possible USPS rates. 3. We're convenient. You can purchase postage and print labels anytime, 24/7 for domestic and international. 4.
Our pay-on-use return service lets you provide USPS return shipping labels to your customers without prepaying the postage. And five, we're easy. Easy to install and easy to use with great customer support. Try our 4-week trial and see how Indicia can help you save time and money. Visit Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
Welcome back to the MGM Grand Las Vegas, where the crowd is a full house, the hosts are a pair, and they're not playing with a full deck. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, the all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. It's wicked cool. You can visit them in the expo hall. eBay is the world's online marketplace, and we're going global right now with our next guest, Helen Midler. Are you related to Bette?
No.
You get that all the time, though, right?
All the time.
All right. Well, I had to get it out of the way. Helen's known on eBay as Rapstar Zero.
No.
Interesting ID, Helen.
That's actually not my eBay ID.
It isn't?
No. Mr. Pagliacci. There seems to be someone in Queensland who has the same store name with Queensland at the end of
You're
it.
You're kidding.
I'm Just Gotta Have It is my store, and Mr. Pagliacci is my eBay ID.
Mr. Pagliacci. Okay, we know now.
You know, I need a little note about that when we...
I actually sent it to
Betsy. Okay. All right.
So, Helen, what made you decide to attend eBay Open 2017 all the way from beautiful Melbourne in Australia?
Well, I'm part of the thrifting board, as you can see from my T-shirt.
Yes.
So as being part of that group, I knew this was happening and was really keen to be here and be part of this amazing experience and also part of the board. So I'd hope to come, and the way it panned out was we had a family holiday, so I kind of sent everybody else home and tacked this on to the end of it. And
I like your style.
How many people did you send home?
I sent home a husband and two kids, and I have one still here with me.
Oh, right.
So how did you break that to them? Did you say, go home?
Yeah, pretty much. I said, eBay open dates have been announced, and have a nice 2 weeks. I'll see you 2 weeks later.
This sounds like a really good marriage.
I love He's it. A very supportive hubby.
Oh, that's
okay. Good.
Yep.
Does he sell along with you?
No, but he does support my eBay room.
Oh, yes. See, we all have that.
Mm. The eBay
so
room.
So how long have you been on eBay?
I've sold on and off, you know, randomly over the years, but I got serious about 2 years ago when I realized I was hitting a midlife rut of going to work, coming home, watching Bold and the Beautiful and making dinner. And I figured there was more to life than that. And I sort of said, I love buying and selling stuff. And that was, I just started to really do it seriously then.
Is thrifting, you may not know an answer to this. Is thrifting different in Australia than it is here?
Yeah, it is. First of all, we call it op shopping. We don't tend to use the word thrifting at all.
You call it op shopping?
So instead of a thrift store, it's called an op shop, which is short for an opportunity shop.
Oh, I like that.
So we tend to just go opping or op shopping. No one uses the word thrifting at all in Australia. So that's one difference, I guess.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Can you stop just a minute? I have to write a note for myself. Look up the domain and see if it's taken opshopping.com.
Somebody just bought it because of what you said.
It's gone, baby. It's gone.
So what, so how else is it different?
Well, I think there's quite a few things that are different. One is the sheer size of our op shops are generally way smaller. Then it would just be the size of a regular small store if you were out shopping. We do have, like, every now and then through the suburbs a Big Savers or a Goodwill, but not to that extent. So we just don't, I can't go in and spend 2 or 3 hours roaming around a store like I've been able to do here in the USA. I can go in and in a good half hour I'm in and out.
So Helen, have you a lot of stuff to take back that you bought?
A few things. May need to go to the outlets and buy a suitcase. Yeah, picked up a few little goodies, but a few things I really had to leave behind. My hubby took home the Nautilus mug from Trader Sam's at the Polynesian Resort, but I don't have any chance of getting that out of his hands.
So you couldn't find a suitcase while you were thrifting?
Oh, yeah, I kind of... didn't think about it.
Well, it's exactly. Always the case. You buy stuff, but then how am I going to get it home?
Yeah, so I haven't bought too much, but I've definitely got a few goodies to take home. But the question is whether I have the market in Australia, because most of my customers are domestic. Yeah. So whether the things that I've bought here that I know are popular in the States.
Such as?
Like the Hawaiian shirt market is not as huge over there. So I've bought some great vintage Hawaiian shirts while I've been here.
Well,
but I'm going to have to send them back to a buyer here, probably.
Yeah. So most of you, I was going to ask you about that, most of your market is domestic?
Without a doubt, I do.
So what sells?
Well, I'm kind of in the collectibles, vintage, games, kitchenalia. Do you use the term kitchenalia here?
Is it?
No, but I love it.
Hold on. KitchenAlia.com.
I love it. Okay.
So that's a big thing over there. So it's just like, you know, vintage and retro kind of kitchen goods. So I call it KitchenAlia. I love mugs. I love ties. I kind of, through the thrifting board, I started as, oh, I'm retro and vintage. And then through the thrifting board, I've kind of just like, yeah, whatever's going to sell, I'm happy to buy it.
Let's hear it.
Money's money. We love money.
If it sells.
Yeah. And the other big difference, I would say, is pricing. Like, I can't find anything for 25 cents or 50 cents. Like, there's just, I can't buy a shirt for a dollar.
Where, there?
Yeah, over there. It's always going to be $4.99, $5.99, $6.99. Australian dollars.
Yeah.
You know, darling, we're going to miss your accent here.
Oh, I'll miss you guys.
Helen, yeah. Let's have a big hand for Helen.
Thank you, Helen.
Thank you, Helen. Helen Midler.
Thanks for having me.
This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform. Up next, prizes and surprises live from eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas.
Inbox zero. It's that sweet spot where you've answered each and every customer's message in your inbox. Reply Manager can get you there faster and more effectively. With Reply Manager, your e-commerce, email, and social media messages all come into a single inbox. Then, filters sort them into folders you set up. Reply Manager even prioritizes your messages so you can respond promptly. Best of all, Reply Manager keeps customer details and conversation history all in one place. No more switching between multiple screens or accounts. All this efficiency comes with a personal touch, too. You can personalize messages using a hashtag. And smart autoresponders make every response sound like it came from a real human being. Because it did. Reply Manager. The road to inbox zero. Try Reply Manager for free for 14 days. No credit card required. At ReplyManager.com.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, Susie.
What can I do for you?
I've got this package to mail, and I heard you've got a post office on your desktop.
You must be talking about Stamps.com. Come on in. Stamps.com imports orders from all my selling channels into one interface, then uploads tracking automatically, and I can batch print multiple labels for as many packages as I have orders.
How much will I owe you for shipping my package?
Stamps.com actually saves me money with the lowest available USPS rates.
I'll pay you cash.
With Stamps.com, I use my PayPal debit card to buy postage, so I get 1% cash back every time I ship. Now, let's weigh your package with the free 5-pound scale I got for trying Stamps.com. Get your free scale for the cost of shipping and handling at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where?
Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Now let's weigh that package.